Welcome everybody to today's seminar, Bridging Your Marketing and Sales Systems to Fully Engaged Customers. My name is Chris Veazey. I'm a Business Development Manager for Sitecore based out of the London office, and I'll be your moderator today. We are recording today's webinar, and we will send attendees a link to the recorded presentation in a couple of days. We'll also provide a PDF of the PowerPoint slides. Feel free to share with colleagues that could not attend this live seminar. If you have any questions or comments during the live webinar, please post them in the dialogue window on your webinar toolbar or via the Twitter discussion with the hashtag #SitecoreCRM. Well, we have three great presenters on our call today. Our first presenter, Jean-Paul Gomez, VP of Global Alliances for Sitecore, has spent the last 10 years as Senior Product Manager in the Office Business Platform Marketing Group at Microsoft Corporation. Within this group, he was responsible for web content management and Microsoft's Internet Business Initiative, focusing on the development of global marketing campaigns for market research and competitive intelligence. As VP of Global Alliances at Sitecore, Jean-Paul works closely with Microsoft and other organizations to leverage congruent technology and business strategies between Sitecore and those other organizations. Patrick Kitchell, CRM manager at Sitecore, brings to his position many years of experience working directly with businesses on their CRM strategy. Certified in Microsoft Certified Business Management Solutions, Dynamics CRM 4, Patrick is interested in web-driven technologies and how they are changing and shaping our habits and societies. Eric Stoll, president of Sitecore partner Arc Systems, founded the firm in 2005. Eric brings experience in professional services, manufacturing and distribution verticals, and works with the sales and marketing, finance and development teams to steer the firm towards its vision. Before Arc, Eric worked as a software developer at Origin Communications and Turner Broadcasting. Eric is an active member in the Technology Association of Georgia and the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. Welcome Jean-Paul, Patrick, and Eric.
Hello everyone, and thanks on behalf of Sitecore and our partner Arc Systems for your interest and the time you'll be spending with us. Before diving in, let me give you a sense of who Sitecore and Arc Systems are. Sitecore is a global web content management company that delivers enterprise-class .NET web content and portal software. We serve medium and large organizations. We have over 2,000 clients representing 25,000 websites. And we are supported by a vibrant global partner ecosystem of 450. Our customers basically include Microsoft, Lloyd's of London, Toshiba, and Heineken, just to name a few. One of the things that we are especially really excited about at Sitecore is that we are at the leading edge of web content management. And that quote actually comes directly from the Gartner Group itself. If you look at the latest Magic Quadrant for web content management, you will see that Sitecore is among the leaders and actually is the only pure .NET player in the leader's quadrant. And I think that speaks loud and clear as to how visionary Sitecore is and to its aptitude to deliver on its vision. Now, moving on this, on the next slide, you'll see that Arc Systems is a full-service interactive marketing and technology agency. It delivers and designs best-in-class digital marketing, enterprise websites, and custom application development. They address companies from any size all around the world. Their services include essentially e-strategy, integrated digital marketing, user experience, website design, web application development, e-commerce, and enterprise web hosting services. Now, today what we want to share with you is why and how to bridge IT, sales, and marketing to increase your bottom line through enabling your sales team with web prospects. At Sitecore, we believe that establishing that bridge is especially critical as the economic climate continues to fluctuate. In fact, many organizations we talk to consistently ask us what strategy they should pursue to bring tangible business benefits while taking stock of the economic conditions. In a growth economy, businesses typically work hard to expand their customer base and spend aggressively to stoke their growth engine. But when money is tight, existing customer relationships grow in importance as organizations seek a cost-effective way to nurture business expansion. So while there's no magic pill, so to speak, we hope this webinar will show you how customer management relationship solutions coupled with leading web content management solutions like Sitecore can provide you with the foundation you need for sustainable growth and for enabling you to survive and thrive in those uncertain times. So before we get into more details, allow me to talk briefly about some interesting market research that supports how integrating your CRM to a leading system like Sitecore can help you achieve those goals, can help you survive during tough economic conditions, but also thrive and outflank your competition. So typically, the natural reaction for companies in challenging times is to become inwardly focused and concentrate on conserving capital. However, history has shown that it's precisely in these critical times that organizations have a significant opportunity to outflank their competition. And a study actually from Bain & Company conducted in 2008 supports precisely that point. And it found that it's during the last recession that 20% of the companies that were in the top quartile, in the bottom quartile, jumped to the top of their industry, and the 20% that were in the leadership position fell down to the bottom. So basically, what we are seeing is that in a recession like the ones that we are sailing through, it's not the time to be inwardly focused and just try to conserve capital. There are critical investments that can be made to not only survive, but also to thrive and be ready for when the recovery comes around. There's another study that goes along those lines as well, the one conducted by McGraw-Hill Laboratory. Basically, the study highlights what forward-looking companies do to thrive in those conditions. Basically, they keep investing in and optimizing existing assets, and they also strive to exploit operational efficiencies. And if we look at the numbers, they speak for themselves. In the study, we see that companies that continue strategic spending during the recession outperform the non-spenders, and they experience revenue growth of 275% during the first full year of recovery. So here too, that study really supports the fact that if we invest strategically during a recession, there's an opportunity not only to survive, but also to be ready for when the recession goes away and recovery comes around. And that's where you cannot flunk your competition. The third and last study that I want to mention is the Trends 2009 Forrester report. That report shows that improving customer loyalty and experience are the top two concerns of business executives. Not only that, but the Marketing Executives Network Group survey also goes as far as saying that customer satisfaction and customer retention are the top two executives' priorities for 2009, and that has been growing in importance since 2008. In other words, if improving customers' loyalty and customer experience is not among your top two, top of mind, if you will, it's likely that this is the case for your own executives and that they will likely come to you to help find a solution that precisely addresses those areas. Now, with all that in mind, you could ask, well, Jean-Paul, how how can we really improve customer relationships? How can we improve customer experience, customer satisfaction? How can we drive loyalty? How can businesses give the sales team instant intelligence on the prospects present on our web properties? Well, at Sitecore, and its partner ecosystem, believe that it comes down to integrating your CRM with a solution like Sitecore. Not only the Sitecore CMS solution, but also we are thinking about the Sitecore online marketing suite that Patrick will talk about. Indeed, we believe that in today's economy, organizations cannot rely on brute force to maximize the value of their customer relationships. Rather, you need enabling technologies and tools, and that's precisely what that integration between the CRM and Sitecore is all about. Not only you will be able to track and leverage every customer interaction in order to maximize revenue opportunity or to improve customer loyalty, but also that solution is going to help you transform your website into a sort of extension of your sales team, if you will. And that's going to allow you to do that by identifying new and active prospects on your website, by detailing the experience in understandable terms, but also by immediately providing this intelligence to the sales force. Now, with all that context, let's see a real example, and let's hear real customer success stories. And that's what Patrick Kitchell, our CRM manager, and Arc Systems president, Eric Stoll, are going to just talk about right now. Patrick, you now have the floor.
Thank you, John Paul. Well, my name is Patrick Kitchell, and I am the CRM manager at Sitecore, located in Denmark. Today, I would like to focus on three of the tools that we have developed at Sitecore and focus on how these tools can be integrated into a CRM system. In-house, we use Microsoft Dynamics CRM, but integration is available through and to all major CRM platforms. Also in this presentation, when I talk about CRM, my slides will most likely revolve around how we use it internally on our CRM system, and we will use slides in that direction. So this is my short agenda, and just to make sure that we all start off on the same page, that is, you would in a big helicopter as you would start to come down towards from the sky towards land, I'm going to talk about some terms and definitions. I'm then going to show you some slides about how Sitecore's content management system, online marketing system, and CRM work together, and what is the potential that is there. Then I'm going to show you the type of data that we're pushing in CRM, and why is this useful. And then I would like to discuss how marketers can find this data and how marketers can use this data. So let's just start off with some terms and definitions so that we all understand what we're talking about here. The OMS is Sitecore's online marketing suite. It's this place in which application in which we bind the CMS, the award-winning content management tool, to a tool that follows statistics based on things like session data, IP addresses, etc. CRM is a custom relationship management application, usually Microsoft Dynamics is well known, Salesforce.com is well known. I consider this a toolbox, meaning that an organization is supposed to take this CRM application that they receive and mold it around the processes they have as an organization so that the people can go in and get the tools out of the box when they're going to use it. Session data has to do with the OMS, but it has to do when people come to your website and you are tracking every session that happens on your website, starting with a person's IP address and all the pages and things that they do on your website. If a person is unknown, meaning that they don't fill out a form, then the session data gets stored until they come back again, if they come back again, and fill out a form, and then we bind all the session data to that actual contact person. Campaign responses, that is a data in CRM that is represents behavior that is performed on a website and is created in CRM. And goals and goal definitions, this is OMS terminology that refers to tracking of site visitor behavior that could be used to determine the future marketing and sales activities. This is a slide that I've created to show an overview of how these three systems work together. And some people always ask, well, how does the email campaign manager work in relationship to how this fits in? And basically, the email campaign manager and the OMS would work together just like the content management system and the OMS work together. But what happens on the left-hand side is I have gone on to my website and I filled out a form because I would like to access a white paper. And actually, the bottom box in the left-hand corner is if I've already registered for something and I need to sign in again to download something else. The column to the left and the column in the middle, which is our online marketing suite, they're basically bound together. And it's in the online marketing suite where I'm setting up my goals and my campaigns and other things that I can do, which track session data and user behavior. We then take this data from the OMS and we push it into our CRM solution. And in the right-hand side, I actually have three very distinct records that we create in CRM. We create a contact when the person is known. And then we create campaign responses, and then we create OMS goals. Oh, I don't know what happened there. So, systems work together. Just to give it a different type of view, is on the top we have people on the internet who go in and do things on our website. They register, they download resources, they ask for demos. We have then created some automation from the website, which pushes it into Microsoft CRM automatically and actually pushes this data around to users based on the country that they're in. This is something that we've set up ourselves. So salespeople in different parts of Sitecore's world receive these items that come off the web based on where they're sitting. Then we also have some more automation, which actually allows us to create tasks, which could be like phone calls, appointments, emails automatically, which help salespeople drive their sales processes. It could be that if we receive a demo request, that we would create an appointment to go with this demo request so that the salesperson only has to move the appointment in his Outlook calendar to the right place. And then when he completes this, then, for example, an automated notification might go to his boss saying, this salesperson has received a demo. Why don't you call him and ask him how it has gone? Also, what is good in this picture here where the user arrow is that you can also push out reports via Excel. And this is pretty standardized technology in CRM. On the bottom, I'm basically showing that you can basically drive sales activities. When you come in off the web, you're driving marketing activities. We are basically tracking everything that happens in off the web, which gives marketing a great overview of all of their campaigns. And then if you were doing service, which we don't do through our Microsoft CRM program, but you could do this, then you would get a 360 view on everything that is happening from marketing to sales to service. I have actually printed up one of these here. This slide was basically to show us what it looks like to have a contact in CRM and what data actually looks like when it's bound to CRM. So what I've done is pulled up a contact card out of our CRM, which is actually for myself here. And we've created a tab here called Online Activity. And you can see that this data that I'm showing you right now is actually what we would call session data. And this is actually the information that is being pushed directly in to our CRM. So that we can go in, and as I scroll down, you can see, I can see all the times that I've been on my website. I get profile interest numbers based on the links and items that I click on. I can also see, for example, when there's been an error on the website. You can see also that there's been an error here when I've been submitting a form. So we have lots of data here that shows us the type of behavior that a person is actually committing on our website. Let me just go back to our slide here. So, at the same time with this session data, there are distinct things people are doing on that session data. They're submitting forms, they're downloading data, or downloading PDF files, maybe case studies, whatever. Based in the OMS, we tag goals to these type of activities that happen on the website. So when someone actually downloads an asset, as we call it, it creates an actual goal in the OMS, which then pushes this goal down into the CRM. And for example, in our CRM, we've defined web visits, form completions, downloads, etc., as part of the goals that that come into the CRM. On this slide here, before I go back to my contact card, this is actually what the OMS looks like on the left-hand side, where someone is actually creating a goal. So if you were to read some of these goals, you can see this one says 5 keys to social media from an email banner form completed. So if someone clicks on this and fills out a form, this would actually create a goal in the OMS, which would come into CRM. In the right, you can see our CRM solution, which actually shows us the same goals that are being created in the OMS being created also in the CRM system. And then in our CRM system, we have basically a hive of goals that are being created for users that have been on our website. You might say, well, why would you do that? Well, we do this because of two reasons, really. This data is searchable in CRM. CRM has a great advanced find function to it, as most CRM systems do. This allows us to find users who've been doing specific things on our webpage, and it also allows us to segment. And we'll come back to that in a second. So basically, I'll go back to my guy here. You can see here in our menu point here, we have something called goals. And you can see these are all my web activities that I've actually had on our website, like this here, where you can see I've been in on the website, but I've also downloaded an event. So I'll just take one of these events just to look at it. This basically tells me that this person, Patrick Kitchell, has been on our website on this day. This is European, so this is on the 4th of November at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's downloaded an event, and he's downloaded this event. If I was to copy this and paste this into a web browser with sitecore.net in front of it, this would actually take me to this exact page and show me what the person has done. I can also go back to my online activity and find this one also, and I could click on it here. Let's see if it actually comes up. Actually, it's stalled. So, but this would actually show me the page inside this iframe if it was working properly. But let's go back to the slide here. Then we also push in campaign responses. And this is actually very important because campaign responses and goals, they give us two separate pictures. And when combined together, they give us one exciting picture. And a campaign response basically is a one-time action. So if someone comes and registers on our webpage or asks for a demo or asks for a request for a product, we create a campaign response. That is something that they're physically doing the first time for us. And this helps us find people who are asking for these items as well as the other behavioral things that are happening on our website via goals. We can also import these campaign responses via trade shows, if we have email campaigns, if we purchase data, etc. We can see it here. Oh, so here comes the actual web page from the online activity that I was talking about before. If I was to go just to show you here, if I have any here, it's because I've deleted all of them, but there's actually a campaign response here that I've driven in, which is closed, but this would exactly what it would be like under this list of activities here. It would actually show us, for example, a campaign response that said demo, campaign response that said quote. So it would give us a list of campaign responses as well as a list of goals that we can use the track. And you can see here some live ones, which means they haven't been closed yet, but here's a demo from the web. Here's a quote request. Here's an automated phone call, just for example. Exactly what I just showed you. We treat our campaign responses as leads, basically. So when someone asks for a demo, we push it off to a sales guy who then makes a phone call and says, we know you would like a demo. Let's set this up. What does this then give us? This gives us some kind of marketing the sales transparency. If we start off with the web again, we realize that people are pushing items into our from our website into our OMS, our CMS, and our CRM via campaigns. This gives marketing a good overview of how their campaigns are doing, what's happening with their campaigns, and it's creating leads for the salespeople. So the salespeople, which is the next guy there holding out a little TV or whatever, he gets a bunch of warm campaign responses that have been driven on off the web to go out and work with. Then what happens next is he can basically convert this campaign response into something else. In our CRM system, you can basically convert it to an opportunity, or you can close it. When you convert it to an opportunity, it basically links together the sales opportunity, the possible sale, all the way back to the actual goal or actual campaign response, telling us that, hey, this campaign and these campaign responses have produced X amount of revenue. And that gives marketing people the return on investment that they're looking for, that their boss is most likely asking to, how much is this campaign making us? If they follow a process like this, then at the end of the day, they can pull out a report and say, all right, this campaign has given us X amount of sales, and we've lost X amount of sales. You can basically see how everything is happening on your website and how well your marketing is doing. So now we have all this data. On the left-hand side, I'm just showing you Microsoft CRM. We have lots of contacts. We have lots of campaign responses. We have lots of goals. And what are we doing with these data? We're distributing these. We have distribution happening all the time. These campaign responses are being pushed around all over the place. The sales guys are looking in on the contact, checking out their goals, see where they've been on the web page, making contact. If nothing becomes of these campaign responses, meaning that the people don't actually want to buy anything, well, then we can actually put them on marketing lists and re-market to them. We can use Advanced Find to make serious segmentation of the data we have. We can also create automation via workflows that help us find out how this actual process is happening. And then if it was sitting in a sales process, meaning that sales picks it up and actually follows steps through in which something becomes a sale, then we can follow our campaigns and our campaign responses through the entire sales process. So just to go over a little bit about Advanced Find, and I know that all the CRMs have an Advanced Find, we know that it's a powerful searching tool that allows us to search for all data in CRM, and this is why we push data into CRM. It allows us to create views and share views, which is an extremely powerful tool, meaning that if you create a search that works and shows you the data that you need, you can save this search, and then it'll be saved as a view in CRM, so you don't need to go back to Advanced Find. You can go and find the If you made this search on contacts, it will be sitting on the contacts under views, and you can actually share this views with everybody. You can then use Advanced Find and to market, create market lists for segmentation, and you can pull reports via Excel, pretty standardized CRM stuff. This is just to give you an example of what an Advanced Find would look like, and I'm basically searching for in this Advanced Find someone who has a campaign response, which is called, contains Gartner. So they've received something about Gartner, and they have a goal where they've asked for a demo. So we're making a connection between Gartner and that they've asked for a demo. So we have on the top one, a result from our search is Mr. AA. He's actually received our Gartner Google PPC offer. Then you can see on his contact form, which is the middle one here, he's received a campaign response saying that he's registered actually received the Magic Quadrant, and this is in Holland actually, and then we can go look at his history and we can actually see that Mr. AA has gone and registered, but he's also been on our website. On the following 5 or 6 days, he's visited the website twice, he's asked for a quote, he's asked for a demo, and he's asked for a brochure. So right here actually we have some pretty interesting data about this guy. So when the sales guy actually calls this person up, he knows what they registered for, he knows they're asking for a demo. And if he went in and looked on his online activity, he could actually get a complete overview of all the data that he's been searching on our website. And it gives salespeople a pretty good point to jump off as. It's not cold calling. It's pretty warm calling. And just to talk about marketing lists, a marketing list is basically a box in which we place around, for example, contacts as we try to segment them. So we basically show you here, use Advanced Find to add members to a marketing list. Contact can be on as many marketing lists as it wants to, and it also can have as many contacts on a marketing list as you want. So basically, we make up some criteria in which we're going to add members based on our criteria, and this criteria here I'm showing you is that the contact has to be active, that it has to come from the United Kingdom or the United States, that it has to have a goal in which the URL has OMS, that it was from 2009, and they've downloaded an event. Then we basically add these items and come up with a list of members that have actually met that criteria that we've been searching for, and we add them to a marketing list. So this is actually our marketing list with the members to this to that criteria. And then we can market basically either out of CRM. This CRM allows you actually to mail merch, which you can email, create letters, whatever you like to do. If you have a third-party tool, you can push this marketing list up to that third-party tool and blast out from there. So what can we take away from seeing this short presentation? We can take away basically that combining your content management system, online marketing suite, and your CRM, it gives you a pretty unique overview of what's happening. What I think is quite special about it actually is when we talk about session data, we talk about OMS, we talk about first-party cookies, we talk about we know what the people are doing when they're sitting on our website. We're not relying on someone else to tell us about click-through behavior or third-party cookies or something. This is actual behavior on our website. This is also easy integration via .NET capabilities. We also have advanced searching possibilities and easy data segmentation. We also have better qualified leads, or as I would say, we don't cold call, we warm call, because we understand our touch points before we actually reach out. And then reporting in both OMS and the CRM is pretty easy. I'm going to hand over my presentation now to Eric, and he'll walk you through some real-life examples. Here you go, Eric.
Okay. Patrick, that was a great list of examples that you were able to show. Thank you for that. We've seen a lot of great uses for integrating dynamic CRM and Sitecore, and at ArcSystems, we've fully embraced the power of these capabilities. ArcSystems has been recognized by Microsoft in the top 5% of partners worldwide for delivering dynamic CRM solutions, and specifically those that integrate with your website. To conclude our webinar, I'm going to discuss a couple of real-world examples of how these technologies are benefiting our clients. Sitecore has a number of unique capabilities, and adding dynamic CRM to your solution rounds that out. CRM becomes the bridge between sales, marketing, service, and other departments within the organization. It gives you a 360-degree view of your customer and your organization's interaction with your customer, and combining that with Sitecore closes the loop with your customer's website activity. For example, a visitor comes to your website and downloads a case study. The email address that they provided to access the case study goes into Dynamics CRM as a lead for your sales team and gets entered on the marketing list for your nurture campaigns. Follow-on visits to the website from that customer builds a persona of them in OMS, which drives relevant content to them, and activity from your email campaigns scores the lead in your CRM system. All of your customers' online and offline activities influence their profile in CRM, and in turn moves them through the sales process by automated workflows, drives more intelligence to your content targeting, moves them to the most relevant marketing list for email campaigns, and a number of other ways to turn your browsers into buyers faster. Organizations that embrace these technologies are experiencing shorter sales cycles, more realistic sales projections, happier customers because they're being directly catered to, and measurable ROI on marketing campaigns. Now, let's look at how a few customers are applying these concepts. One of the top 25 accounting firms who just launched a new website is applying these concepts almost exactly. They needed to improve conversion rates, improve the ROI of pay-per-click spending, and converge four separate systems, CRM, CMS, Constant Contact, and Jigsaw. At the beginning of the project, they had three of those systems and were trying to decide on the CMS for their new website. They quickly decided on Sitecore because of the benefits I just described. Now, when a visitor comes to their website, Sitecore looks up the company with a DNS lookup. Then it passes a record of that visit to CRM. Workflows in CRM look up the visiting company in Jigsaw and adds all the email addresses it can find to a marketing list. This process in turn turns a single anonymous visitor into a broader reach back into that organization and follow-up email campaigns. And because those emails are sent with Sitecore Email Campaign Manager, clicking through the call-to-action links in the emails builds on the lead scores stored in CRM. They go from an anonymous visitor to a broad reach back into the organization to named conversion activities without any manual effort. Furthermore, we set up Sitecore to push conversion activities to CRM. So when a customer enters the website through a pay-per-click link, that activity gets recorded in CRM. The company also keeps all their active customers in CRM. So with lead information, customer information, conversion activities all in the same place, the company can analyze the performance of their marketing campaigns quickly on a single report. And by tracking the lifetime value of a customer in CRM, they can also identify which campaigns are producing the most valuable prospects. So the next example is a large women's apparel company here in Atlanta we've worked with for years. They're called Spanx. They have a wear testing department that's responsible for sending pre-production garments to targeted groups of women to try on and give feedback on the products. They had been managing the process over email, friends and family, spreading the word, tracking their contacts and process on Excel spreadsheets, building analysis reports manually, and gathering feedback with a third-party survey engine called Zoomerang. They had a couple hundred women in the program, and it took the effort of several employees to manage the process. Not to mention the lists of people in these spreadsheets never matched, was out of date, didn't sync with the survey tool, and it was a very tedious process to keep it all consistent. They were preparing to launch a whole new line of products and planned to increase their participant list to over 3,000. So we developed a solution for them that completely moved the process to CRM and their website portal. We moved all their wear testers to CRM. We built a survey authoring engine for CRM and a corresponding widget for their website that lets users fill out surveys online. So they can manage the entire process right from their Outlook interface. Wear testers can log into the website, sign up for upcoming wear tests, and answer surveys about products they've received. Spanx now keeps all the contact information and survey results in the CRM system. And having this all in one place allows them to run automated workflows to communicate with the wear testers, send them reminders to answer surveys, send them shipping notifications, keep them informed of the wear tests, and then they can also use the advanced finds feature to narrow down their targeted list of people for the next wear test. They can also run detailed analysis reports with a couple clicks of a mouse rather than spending days putting reports together manually. So in the first days of launching the solution, they were able to increase their list of wear testers to their 3,000 participant target within just a matter of a few hours. So as you can see, integrating CRM and Sitecore can greatly improve your marketing and sales efforts, but it can also quickly expand into the other areas of the organization and start providing benefit elsewhere. It gives everyone in the organization a complete view of a customer or a prospect, and it automates away the tedious tasks and makes the customer's experience with your organization more consistent. Customer satisfaction increases because they get the information they want, and their experience with the organization becomes better overall. We're really excited about the future of Sitecore and Dynamic CRM, and I hope everyone found these examples useful.
Okay, well, thanks for that engaging presentation. That's fascinating stuff. We've got some great questions that have come through during your presentation. And for the attendees, I'd like to encourage you to continue submitting your questions. You can use the webinar toolbar throughout this Q&A, or you can submit your questions via the Twitter feed at #SitecoreCRM. And if we don't get a chance to get around to your questions, then we'll follow up with you on an individual basis. While we're here, I'd like to quickly let you know about our next webinar, Using SharePoint for Your Website, the Good, the Bad, and the Possible. Taking place on December the 8th, this webinar will dive into the pros and cons of using SharePoint for your public-facing website. Whether you're currently using SharePoint for your website or considering using it, this webinar will be a valuable tool for determining whether or not you're using the best CMS for your website style. You can learn more about the webinar topic and speakers by following the links on the slide. Okay, let's get to the questions. I have a question here. I think this is probably best for Patrick. Patrick, can you use Advanced Find to segment contacts that have both goals and campaign responses?
Yes, you can, actually. It's not that difficult to actually, in Advanced Find, be able to see all the related entities to a contact. And since campaign responses are actually an activity, so it's related to a contact, and goals we relate to a contact, then you can actually set up a search that can see this information on a contact. And that's actually the power of what I was showing, is that you can actually then begin to segment your data specifically based on the types of campaign responses received and the type of goals that you've been tracking, to pull out a list of contacts who have been doing either or both of those items.
Okay, great. Now, I guess that helps you then target your further conversations with them, so you can actually be much more specific about what their needs are and what they've learned already.
They can also email me for examples. I would love to be able to show them an example about how it works, so feel free to contact me after the webinar, where I will post some examples about how that actually works.
Yeah, fantastic. I think that's what's so fascinating about Eric's case studies, because understanding the technology is one thing, but really understanding how this can be put to use in business and the benefits you can derive, that's really very, very fascinating. I think this one will be for you, Eric. What benefits does CRM 2011 add to the Sitecore and CRM solution?
Sure. CRM 2011 actually has a lot of great new features, but one that really sticks out in my mind is the dynamic marketing lists. One thing that you can do with Sitecore ECM, the Enterprise Email Campaign Manager, is sending emails to marketing lists of people that are already in your CRM system. And with 2011, that list can be dynamic, meaning the advanced finds that Patrick is talking about, where people meet certain criteria or fall out of criteria, can automatically drive people into certain marketing lists without any manual interaction at all.
In fact, that'll make the whole list management and targeting of communications much more accurate, I guess.
It definitely would. And, I mean, that can all be automated in four, but you do have to set up a couple workflow steps, and just with 2011, it makes it that much easier for it.
Yeah. Can't wait for 2011, but don't wait to implement it now, guys. This is ready to go as it stands. another technology question, I think. Patrick, how hard is it to make Excel reports with this data in it?
I myself am not a super Excel high shark, but I can tell you that I can pull Excel sheets out of CRM and set up pivot tables very easily, actually. So the number one thing, of course, is to be extremely curious about how Excel works to CRM. But within 10 minutes, I'm having a specific search and the criteria finished. I can actually have an Excel sheet ready to go, and then begin adding graphs to this Excel sheet and copy-pasting these graphs and emails to people or up on my intranet or whatever it happens to be. And that's actually one of the really great benefits with the Advanced Find and with Dynamic CRM, is that the integration to Office is strong in 4.0 and it's powerful in 2011. So pulling reports is not a problem, and it's very straightforward, actually.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do like there as well is once you have that spreadsheet set up from CRM, it remains connected to CRM, so you actually get a refresh button in your toolbar, so you don't have to go back into CRM, pull down the spreadsheet, and reconfigure it. Once you've put your charts and graphs and formatting to the spreadsheet, updating the data is just a click of a button.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Great, thanks. The question about the cloud, is very pertinent since Sitecore have announced support for Microsoft Azure. I think probably Eric, can you deploy Sitecore and CRM to the cloud?
Yes, to both. CRM has been in the cloud for many years. Microsoft hosts it. It's their CRM Online product. And we've been able to push very heavy loads and lots of data to that, so it scales really nicely. And then Sitecore is also going to the cloud on the Azure platform with Microsoft, and that's a really nice integration as well. You keep your authoring server in-house, and just basically a few clicks, you can turn on and off additional servers when you have peak demand for your website,
and publish and sync up your content up to the Azure cloud.
Well, that provides an extremely and almost infinitely scalable platform. Thanks, Eric. Patrick, I think here's a question for you. Can a contact in CRM be in as many marketing lists as you want?
Yes, they can, actually. A marketing list is really just a container that you put around a group of contacts with the criteria that you segment them with. It doesn't actually do anything to the contacts, so you can delete the marketing list, which basically means it releases all the contacts on that list from that segmentation that you've set up. So a marketing list can be have as many contacts as you want on it, and a contact can be on as many marketing lists as you would like it.
Oh, good. Very, very flexible. Well, I don't see any more questions on Twitter or in our question window, so I think that's about a wrap, guys. Well, thank you very much to all the attendees and all the presenters for participating in this webinar. It's been a fascinating subject. As a reminder, we'll email you a link to this presentation. We'll include a PDF of all the slides so you can view them again and share with your colleagues. Thanks very much, everybody, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.